you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Big Party Show! Big Party Show!
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
So new warnings coming out. Optometry specialists are calling it a nearsightedness epidemic. According to eye doctors, the way things are on track, half the world's population will need glasses by 2050.
Nearsighted means the kind of vision that you need to read.
Yes.
It's stuff that's close to you.
Yeah. You have a hard time with distance.
Yeah.
And they say, obviously, one reason, the time we spend in front of screens, tablets, mm-hmm. laptops, our phones.
Because I always notice that I'm like, why do young people all have glasses?
Well, that's why. Yeah, it is kind of weird, but, you know, we didn't grow up with that stuff, so our glasses came later.
Also, when I was a little kid, I don't remember anybody having them. I'm not making fun of them because I need glasses, too, both kinds.
Yeah.
I was originally the, you know, where you needed to see stuff far away. I remember my cousin getting glasses, and the first time she put them on, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It is.
I couldn't even imagine that emotion now. It seems so normal, but that's how abnormal it was.
Yeah.
Nobody had glasses when we were kids, and all of a sudden she had to start
wearing glasses. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is a weird thing. Even, like, I don't see you wear glasses often, but even when you put them on, it catches me off guard every time because I'm not used to it. Yeah, the Reed ones. So they're also saying that hearing aids, these kids are growing up not only looking at, their devices and all that stuff, but they also got the ear pods in and mm-hmm. all that stuff. They said that that's going to also be a thing, is that we're all going to be blind and deaf.
How crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We're going to be mole people.
Yes.
Right.
Mole people. You know, if you've ever seen in some of those sci-fi movies of the people that live in the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they live in the dark, so when they come out, they have, like, white mole
bunny
eyes.
They're
like, I can't see.
And they can't hear anything.
But.
We just go by
sense.
Or
they can hear, those guys can hear
just
really
smell.
Well.
We can just smell. Oh, God. Mole people.
The kids just had vision test at school.
How'd they do?
I mean, I'm assuming no news is good news.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, I had to hunt them down and be like, hey, wasn't there a vision test today? They're like, yup. Like, did you get anything? They're like, nope. I'm like, I would assume that having no piece of paper that says take your kid to get screened or an email that says your child's blind. Means
well, how about for us, good. Once you're an adult, we renew our driver's license now online. You know, everything is.
Oh, I never thought of that.
So you don't have to go in. But when was the last time you physically did the DMV eye test?
It's been years and years, oof. Man. Oh, my God.
I just had to do it.
You did? So they did do the eye thing still, right?
Yeah, I had to do the eye thing.
Okay.
It was terrible. They wouldn't let me renew online.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because it's like.
It's supposed to be like every X amount of years or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. And they were like, nope, you got to come in. I was like, if I have to take a driving test. I didn't have to take a driving test, but I had to take a written test and the eye exam.
Did you pass it right away then, the written?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it gets a little dicey when you don't have glasses.
Yeah.
The last time they did it to me, it was the same deal with Molly. It was an off time where they're like, nope, you got to physically come in. So I came in the day after my birthday. Remember, I go to the DMV in Omaha and the guy goes, can you produce a form of identification? And I throw down my driver's license.
That's expired.
And he goes, I'm sorry, sir, I need a form of identification. I'm like, my driver's license. He goes, this is expired. I'm like, yesterday.
By like 6 hours.
That's why I'm here to get the new one. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to need a form of identification. I'm like, we're really going to do this?
Yes,
so
sir.
I came back like 2 hours later. The level of hate in my eyes as I just slid across my birth certificate. Like, I hate you. Watch your back.
I'm coming.
And he acted like he'd never seen me before. Oh, hi, sir. Do you have a form of identification?
You're like, let's not play this game.
Yes.
Let's not even.
I remember I was in Vegas once for a, I don't know what it was, but we had just changed governors, right? And so I'm in line to get into this bar, and I'm well over 21, you know. And the guy goes, this is fake. This isn't the governor. I'm like, well, we have a new governor, so it's a new card. And he goes, no, I'm from Nebraska. I know things. And then he took the card, Jeff, and split it open and split it completely. me open. I was like,
and it was a real ID.
It was a real ID. And I'm like, well, I just got here in Vegas and now I can't go anywhere. What a jerk.
I know. It's like you're
these people.
You're trying way too hard at your job.
Yes. Form of ID.
You're like, really? I mean, I now travel just with the passport just in case.
All the time?
When we fly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just because it's gotten to the point now where there was that thing for a while where it's like the real ID or the...
Do you
know what I mean? Where there's certain states that have the one where they're the driver's license that have been federally cleared. And if you fly, you had to show that. And they kept pushing it. It happened right around COVID.
Yeah, ours ID, have that. Yeah,
yes.
Our Nebraska IDs does. Have it here. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Nebraska does. Other states, it's like iffy. So I'm just like, forget it. I'm just constantly carrying my passport. And
your typewriter in a box.
Obviously, I got a lot of baggage.
Under her arm.
Mentally.
And then she sits down by her gate and starts clacking away. Clack, 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 clack. I'm sending the text.
Hold on a second. I'm sending a text to my husband. I want him to get me something to drink. Amazon is offering grocery delivery subscription service. So I guess this is the latest new benefit if you are an Amazon Prime. It's a subscription that you can tack on that gives customers free delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods.
Wow. How much is that a month?
It costs $10 a month on top of an Amazon Prime fee. But the thing is customers have to order $35 in items for the free delivery to kick in.
I mean, good luck trying to not spend $35,
yeah,
right?
No, yeah, no kidding. Especially at
Whole Foods.
You're like,
that's a pack of gum.
You're like, I got a pound of bananas. They're like, we're going to have a co-signer.
I never go to Whole Foods. I don't think I'm good enough.
Why?
To be there.
People are pretty there.
People are pretty. That's what I'm saying.
It's Regency. By Regency, and that's the reason why.
When I walk in there, I get looks where they're like, you're less than.
So do I. And I go there, I don't know, maybe once a month sometimes. It's a weird vibe there.
The last time I was at a Whole Foods is because I was returning something that I ordered on Amazon.
Okay, they have
the
return deal. Yeah, I see
that. I didn't
even
buy anything. I was just one of those dirty
people.
Normal people like coming in to be like, I can't even get granola. I'm just here to return.
I still have an Instacart.
Do you really? You don't use it?
Because remember, I signed up when I was Mole Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep forgetting. it re-ups by the year.
Oh, that
it's
sucks.
It's one of those ones where you got it for a whole year and I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Order
some food.
I know, but there's still that. And I'm not some good person. It's just Catholic guilt. I feel like a monster using it.
Why? Oh, because people were coming. Well, yeah, you were Mole Man.
They got some person's got to go shop for me and show up at my apartment with the groceries. And one time I did, it was an old lady. And I saw her getting out four bags out of her car and trying to walk them up.
She goes, I'll help you.
And I open the door of my underwear. I'm like, yep, bring them inside. I don't want to use my legs today.
But I'm not going to.
Right? I do not want to use my legs.
I have not done it yet. I just should do it.
They'll bring you booze.
Buy everything.
Done Drizzly. And that is shamest thing I've ever done. And that was because Molly sent me alcohol when my dad passed.
But you don't need Drizzly anymore. Uber Eats will bring you
Uber Eats does it. But with the Drizzly thing, what I didn't like is that the guy shows up and then wants the idea, of course, makes sense. But I justified the delivery. I'm like, well, I'm getting one bottle of tequila, so that's going to be the price of two tequilas, actually, because they're bringing it to me. So why don't I just get three bottles of tequila?
You're like, this is all right.
So I look like a drunk when he showed up. Yeah. I was short.
Sounds like an ACT question. Uh-huh. The party's doing booze delivery, like, and he needs two. On.
Right.
You might as well do four. But it's a deal to get five.
Yeah, that's exactly. Big Party Show! I thought that was good. All right, on our app, we have an open mic feature, and we got a message from our one and only. Here she is.
Hi, Big Party Show. It's Soup Lady. Hadn't called in a while. Just wanted to tell you how much I loved the segment on... makes me laugh just thinking about it. And it's kind of gross, but I was laughing hysterically on my way home from work today listening to the podcast, the discussion on belly button fuzz or whatever that was. So just wanted to say hi and thank you, thank you, thank you for giving all of us the opportunity to enter the contest for Taylor Swift tickets. My daughter would love, love, love to go. So keeping our fingers crossed. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Soup Lady.
If Soup Lady could take her daughter to London.
Yeah, that'd be great. Mother-daughter type deal.
No kidding.
To go see Taylor Swift. I've never been to London. But yeah, thanks for messaging us about the
belly button depth.
Oh, man.
Sort of like a Mark Twain situation where you're trying to dig how deep you are. Mark Twain!
How deep can you get your pinky in your...
Oh, yeah.
How deep can you get your pinky in there? Good you Lord. Think? Molly, you try it, too. Mine goes to the middle of my finger.
First notch.
Oh, you make it to the first notch even? I'm about half the notch. But it might be because there's a bunch of stuff in there blocking it.
Yeah, clean it out.
No kidding.
Well, when I get my finger in there and
it depends. Are you like half an outie or are you full on innie?
I'm a full on innie, yeah. But whenever I get my finger in there and I move it around, it makes things feel different. It's weird.
Wait,
it's like there's a nerve.
Well, remember he's had a hernia. You gotta be careful. You're gonna pop.
Ooh, I never thought of that. Yeah.
I mean, isn't a hernia where it's protruding out? It's
that
you
was
have an outie.
They put a big mesh thing above the belly button.
Oh, yeah,
so,
be careful.
Yeah, so it's the belly button's not affected. It was above it. Yeah, I forgot all about that thing. That was weird.
Don't some people get a hernia in the area of the belly button and that's what it'll blast through?
Mine was right above it, right there.
Ugh. It's like you had my back hump after my mole man, but in the front.
Front ass. I don't know what it was.
God, that thing was so gross, that bump I had.
Yeah, that was a tail. It looked like you had a tail back there.
Well, my back surgery scar looks like a tramp stamp.
Oh, it does.
It looks like a prison tramp stamp.
Oh, boy.
Like I tried to give myself a tattoo using a mirror.
Oh, my God.
It's this gross little back scar.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, could I cover that up with anything?
Well, ladies like scars, even on the tramp stamp area.
This isn't like a sexy man scar.
Okay. Looks like
women like scars in cool places, like your face or something, you know, there was a fight. You know what I mean?
Yes. Not so much at that area. Maybe you can cover up the scar with a nice tattoo then on the tramp stamp.
That's what I think. What's badass is you read those stories about like the Middle Ages, like in the court at the castle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the women were all fired up by the guys whose faces were all cut up.
Yeah.
Because it'd seen battle.
Yeah, scars.
A dude with nothing on his face was like, gross. That guy is the weakest man ever. Don't date him. He has no scars.
He would be the jester.
Yes.
You know, he'd be out there juggling and flipping around and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Basically what we're doing.
Uh-huh. We're jesters
on
this show.
Be like, Jester, tell us about your belly button. You've never been in war. And I'd be like, I have a tramp stamp. They're like, don't mate with him.
Do not.
He's the king's fool. The king has scars.
Yes, the king does have scars.
That's how I became the king.
God, she was just in town. Everybody loved that show, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's her latest one right there.
That was the Cool Moms
concert. Of mom and daughter dates went to that one. A lot of purple.
A lot of purple.
Guts gear. Mm-hmm. That's the color.
Oh, that was the color? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you ever taken your daughter to a concert yet?
No.
You haven't?
I have not.
How old is Mara again?
She just turned 12.
Okay. Oh, God.
So she's kind of getting 12. To that age. And I, you know, I've asked her at different points, like, you know, Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, and she has not been interested. I mean, I don't know if it's just.
Yeah, you might have a more traditional relationship with your daughter, which is not a bad thing. Like, did you ever go to a concert with your mom?
No.
No.
I don't remember having a shared experience with my parents. Like, we're both into the same band.
I was only once.
It's been the two generations behind us is that mom
and
daughter. Taylor Swift kind of created it. Yeah. And you take your daughter to a Taylor Swift show when she's 5.
Yes, yeah.
And then the two of you go to like 6 more shows together and you're basically besties.
Yeah. Parents that are like that.
I mean, there are
parents where it's like, okay, I had friends, they were going to Taylor Swift. They're like, this is our third time. So,
with
like,
the
they've
kids?
Been going since the kids were, you know, just
see, we didn't have that.
Embryo type.
It's like the giveaway that we're doing to London for Taylor Swift. When we started this morning show, the girls were calling in to win the tickets. Then we saw the flip when the parents called in working for their kids to win the tickets. And they would tell us, I have to win these tickets because my daughter wants to go to the show.
Get a life. No, I'm kidding.
Get a life, would you?
No, it's like they just wanted to become the, you know, parent of the year. And I get it. Instead of spending all that dough, it's easier to...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and
concert tickets are expensive, but I'm saying we're going on the opening premise is that we're definitely going to the show. We have to go to the show.
Yeah.
No is not an option.
No. So, Jeff, have you not been to a concert with your mom or anything? You should take her to a concert. What the hell?
We took her to Barry Manilow once. She wanted to go.
Okay.
Remember, and I got pissed because she wanted to go before the encore? I go, look, if I drug you here... We're sticking around. She goes, I'm bored. Let's go. I'm like, he hasn't even done any of his hits.
You're like, no, we're staying.
Yeah. I'm like, we're staying for the encore.
Okay. Yeah, because I did with my parents once, and that was Neil Diamond. Now, that actually was my very first concert ever, but I wasn't a little kid. I was like 16 or something like that. And it wasn't cool back then, but now everyone's like, that's so cool.
My daughter's been listening on repeat to this artist called Melanie Martinez.
Okay. Melanie Martinez.
And apparently, like, this is the one where she'll ask. The new thing in our life is the fact that she'll ask for my phone. She's like, can I control the music?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pull up, you know.
How did she get on that, Melanie Martinez? How'd she?
I don't know. Well, she had a song on the radio called The Void, or just Void. And then I think once you start listening to stuff, it starts, you know, like spinning you out.
Sure.
Like, well, if you like this, then maybe you'll like this. And she's listened to this whole, she was playing it yesterday.
Get there. Do you like it?
I do like some of it. We had to have a little bit of a conversation about
language.
Yes.
Okay.
We had to have a little bit of a conversation just about the fact that I was like, you know what? Like, she's like, I know, like, I was worried that you wouldn't let me listen to this anymore. I'm like, you can listen to it, but just understand that, like, just because you're listening to these words doesn't mean that you should be singing along, parroting them.
Oh, what if she wants to get her hair cut like Melanie Martinez?
What does that look? Is that colorful and stuff?
Kind of like the haircut your mom used to give you.
Oh, the bowl haircut?
It cost $3 at Supercuts.
Oh, my God. Look at that do.
I've never seen what she looks like.
Well, you better Google. Her up. We got to take a quick break, though. But real quick, though, I do want to add to this Taylor Swift deal. In London that we're giving away. You guys, you got to get a passport, all right? You got to make sure you have a passport also because I don't know what the time frame and timeline is to getting a passport these days. You should have one anyway. But that show is on June 22nd, all right? Just want to let you guys know. Big Party Show! Channel 94.1, good morning. Today is Take Your Kids to Work Day.
It doesn't seem like anybody does that anymore.
I know.
Somebody call us if you are.
I know. But yeah, that's a deal. I don't know why, but they used to. I think this thing has been going on so long that I do recall going to work with my dad, but it was only because we didn't have a babysitter.
Yeah, it wasn't a holiday.
No, it wasn't a holiday.
It was hanging out in a conference room
with
a legal pad and some felt markers from the secretary's desk.
Mm-hmm. Come on, those are happy memories.
Yeah, they are.
It is pretty funny. Like, I remember that.
I remember going into my dad's office, and it's that travel and transport big building rather than 72nd. He was way up there on the floor. I remember going up there, and on his desk, he had one of those big, giant ashtrays just filled like a mountain of cigarette butts.
That's all those guys
did. He was
in
insurance.
Smoke.
I was like, what the hell? Yeah, that's
what
I remember.
The memories I have, it had to have been the weekend. For some reason, they must have had to drag us in on the weekend because I remember experiences where not many people were at work.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had a million different jobs, mainly in transportation, but I know he moved around in Omaha. One of the memories, it was right where Baxter is now.
Okay.
It was a building over there.
All right.
And I have this memory of like...
Going into
it. It was like a shop.
Okay.
There's like trucks and stuff. It was like we were in a giant garage, but he was pushing paper.
All right.
That's funny.
And you would sit at that desk. I remember the cigarette butts and remember those paper puncher, the little toys that came in desks that would like...
Uh-huh.
Remove staplers.
Yes.
Remember the stapler remover?
Yeah, the little claws.
That would be Jaws. Dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun,
the
dun.
Things you would play with.
Yeah, you're playing with like a stapler and a staple remover. And
God, I hated it. You know, but yeah, good memories though. That's for sure. So today's the day if you're going to take your kids into
tag
work.
Tag along.
You know, tag along. Put a suit on a boy or girl or whatever.
Who's
come on, guys, dress up.
Is it today's
some,
the national?
Some companies really do stuff though. Like I have friends who's work for corporations where they have like a whole day planned for the kids.
Okay, yeah. You
like
should.
They teach them like honestly, like they are like put them through the steps. Like you're our little accountant helper type of thing, and like it's like a whole organized thing. They order in lunch.
Then you never know what that could spawn.
I think that would be hilarious if everyone's job today was done by their child.
Uh huh.
Oh, that wouldn't be great.
So you're
listen,
CEO
Max,
today.
I'll get you that file by the end of the day, but you got to stop blowing up my emails.
Yeah, make the boys wear ties.
Yeah, sit in meetings. Oh, God, what'd those meetings be like? Yeah. Well, that would be bad because maybe the big boss, maybe we would be created. Thinking, the big boss's kid would be running the meeting, and maybe he's just mean.
I just keep thinking of if I had to actually shadow, like, my dad back when I was a kid. He was a public defender.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine, like, going down to county, being like, hi, I'm here today. I'm the one who's going to depose you.
Yeah. But it would be sweet if the prisoners got to bring their kids in for the trial. So, like, their child is the prisoner today.
Well, it's
and their proud dad is standing next to him as their son's in a tiny little jumpsuit. Yeah, this is my son.
He got a little face tattoo on. He drew on him. Yeah, yeah. Bring your kids to prison day. Totally different deal.
The prison guards are kids.
Hey, you never know.
There's a little boy up kids. On the tower holding a plastic shotgun.
Yeah. God, yes. You never know what you can spawn from those experiences. You know, oh, God. But enjoy your day with your kiddos.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.